Thank you for calling. This lesson is designed to deal with problems faced by many people. How can we know God exists? And how do we answer questions raised by skeptics and atheists about the Bible? We hope you will listen to this message with an open mind. And if you have questions or would like to hear more, we hope you will write us. An address will be given at the end of the lesson. Did the earth occur by accident or was it created? Every one of us is faced with this question when we look about us at the creation in which we have been placed. We either must believe that the Earth and its position in space is the result of a long series of beneficial accidents, or that it was intelligently designed and planned by a thinking God. Now, there is no way that any one of us can provide an absolute proof in this particular area, but we can certainly offer enough evidence for a person to form a rational, intelligent decision about which is more reasonable to believe: that the Earth occurred by chance, or that the Earth was created by an intelligent, thinking God. Those who advocate that the Earth just occurred by chance don't tell us where the matter came from for this chance to occur. There are a myriad of questions that are created by such a position. But in this discussion, we'd like to have you consider for just a few minutes what the mathematical probabilities would be of the Earth occurring by accident in space. We hope that perhaps we can motivate you to consider this in more detail as you look at the creation around you, and as you think about what man has learned in recent years about the Earth's position in space. We live in a galaxy. Our galaxy is called the Milky Way galaxy. But there are many different kinds of galaxies in space, and not all of them are suitable for a solar system like ours. As a matter of fact, it's been calculated that we could be in any one of several galaxies and not survive as a solar system, because our galaxy, which is called a spiral galaxy, is just the right kind of galaxy. Some have very strong radiation within them, and some of them are populated by the wrong kinds of stars. As a matter of fact, not only is it important to realize that we must be in the right kind of galaxy, but we also have to be in the right place within that galaxy. It's been pointed out by several astronomers that along the axis of our galaxy, the magnetic and gravitational forces are too strong for a planet system like ours to survive. It could be conservatively said that the odds of being in the right place, in the right kind of galaxy, would be at the very best 1 in 10,000. It's also important to realize that our Sun is a very special kind of star. There are some stars in space that are 10 times hotter than our Sun, and there are some that are nearly 10 times colder than our Sun. What would happen if we were orbiting a star of radically different temperature than our Sun? Obviously, we would be either too hot or too cold. It's been estimated that the odds are 1 in 1,000 of having the right kind of star, one that's not too hot, or too cold, or too large or too small, or giving the wrong kind of radiation. It's also important, of course, as to how close we are to that star, or how far we are from that star. Of the 10 different bodies in our solar system, we happen to have just the right position to have the right amount of heat and the right amount of light. It's important that we have the right size, that we spin at the right rate, that we be tilted on our axis to provide our seasons, that we have a proper magnetic field. It's important that we have water on our planet, and it's important that we have a planet that has an atmosphere such as ours has. If one were to calculate the probabilities of each of these events and then multiply them together in order to see what the odds would be of the Earth occurring by accident, one would find that the odds are well over 1 in 15 billion. Now, those who tell us that the Earth occurred by accident will say, "Well, if there's any chance at all, then I will accept it." But an argument such as this is not a practical or reasonable argument. A man recently wrote that if a person were to jump out of an airplane at 10,000 feet without a parachute, his odds of survival would be 1 in 10 million. And yet the odds of the Earth occurring by chance requires us to accept a figure that is thousands of times worse than that. Now, if I were to offer you $1 million to jump out of an airplane at 10,000 feet without a parachute, would you accept it? I very sincerely doubt that any thinking person, any person in their right mind, would accept even $1 million to jump out of an airplane at 10,000 feet without a parachute. And yet the odds of the Earth occurring by chance is millions of times worse than that. Now, if we won't accept odds of 1 in 10 million on our physical life for any amount of money, why would we accept odds millions of times worse than that on our soul, by believing that the Earth could occur by some kind of mysterious accident? Certainly none of us would gamble our lives on such an odds. And neither is it practical, neither is it rational, neither is it intelligent to try and to deny the God that designed and planned this creation on such a ridiculous figure. There is a God, And in the beginning he created the heaven and the earth. And we know that by looking at the creation around us and the wisdom and design that is built into that creation.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.